Hello.
Hello, my name is Brittany. I'm returning your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, y'all charged my account like $67 for a prescription I never signed up for.
Okay. Let me pull up your account for you. Oh, just a second, sir. Can I have your zip code?
75246.
Okay, can you verify your first and last name?
Jason Fleenor.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
4821 Gaston Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75246.
Okay. Thank you for the information. I'm just waiting for my system to load up for me.
Yeah, my wife thought she was getting a backpack, and she paid for the shipping on it, and then my account later got charged $67.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, I ordered a backpack online?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just waiting, sir. I'm sorry about this. It should be loading up here in a minute. Okay, there it goes. Okay, I see on here that you ordered the backpack on 12/12, December the 12th, $5.74, and they charge your car $67.32 on December the 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically this is a membership fee, and you have to cancel within the 48 hours later for signing up. So basically, you have to cancel that same day when you order that backpack.
Yeah, but I didn't sign up for no membership.
Yeah, it just say you signed up 48 hours later for, you know, signing up. So basically, 48 hours later, you was charged at $67.32 because you didn't cancel that same day or after that date.
It didn't charge me till just recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's way later than 48 hours.
Yeah, it's
so
like
I'm not going to get that money back?
It's like a seven-day trial.
For what?
A membership fee for the Factor Direct Savings Store.
For a direct savings store?
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct. Well, it never told me I was signing up for nothing. It just said I can get a backpack for free. Got no receipt or anything.
I can cancel this for you so you won't keep getting charged.
Yeah, please do. Can you go ahead and refund my account?
As a courtesy, because it did state in the term and condition you have to call in and cancel, I can only do 35% of your money back, which is $23.56.
Well, that'll be fine. Better than nothing.
You need to refund the whole account.
You should have read the fine print.
The page froze up.
Ain't nothing she can do?
Yeah, there's plenty she can do.
She's going to give us some of it back.
Yeah, you need to stand up for the whole
thing. It ain't her. You got to call somebody else. You want to talk to her?
I can do 50% of your money back, which is $33.66. That's the highest I can go, sir.
Let's do that.
Because it did state in the term and condition, so.
Yeah, if you can do that, that'll be good. I hope you learned your lesson.
Learn my lesson. They need to make their page work and send out email confirmation emails. This is some crap. I'm gonna go ahead and turn them into the Better Business Bureau. I am. This is bullshit. They shouldn't be charging me anything. They ripped us off.
I ripped you off.
Yeah, well, I'm not tolerating it.
Okay, well, I can just go ahead and refund her full amount, sir.
Oh, that'd be good.
Okay. Hold on just a second while I get that done for you. It just, I have to follow my rules because it did state in the term and condition, but I go ahead and refund it since she had said.
We appreciate it.
Hold on just a second while I get that done for you. Okay, and would you like that confirmation number sent to your email?
Please. JasonFleenor74@yahoo.com.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me send it to you. And I got y'all canceled out, and y'all won't receive any more charges. And I did refund, and it's going to take 3 to 5 business days. I refund
all right,
the full
I sure
amount.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.